So Jesse, we all saw the racing yesterday, but something which caught my attention this morning, even though it was like probably not even the gnarliest bits of the race, like you posted that clip from your GoPro and then it stopped or whatever, but how, I can't get my head around, there's guys that are say top 20 riders, but in these conditions they not even in the top 60. How is it that a handful of you guys, or actually quite a lot of you guys, are able to pull the same kind of result when you have no idea? Well, I guess you have an idea. This question's long, sorry, bro. Like what your bike's going to do, because you're almost riding blind, so you don't know the track well enough, and you're just going with it, or how do you do it?
This one was interesting, and I learned something from this race. So stage three, like super dry, obviously, in practice, and then it just started pouring down for the last of us. Like, Jose was in the start before me, and the tent almost blew away, and I was like, shit, like, you can hear my GoPro, I'm just like, all right, this is going to be sick.
Yeah, everyone thought the rain just caught you guys on four, but there's definitely a handful of you guys that were caught on three.
Into the woods and the roots and the rocks just had that like coating of rain.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just like, I missed my like first two lines. I was like, all right, screw it. Like kind of F my lines. I'm just going to go ride. And I just had an absolute blast. And it reminded me of how I used to ride, just like kind of on instinct, just going as fast as I wanted to go. And so it's just kind of that, like you got to let go of the expectations of hitting your lines and just ride your bike as best as you can. I think that's kind of the difference, is I've always had that style of going with the flow, and it really suited me there. And I was pretty stoked to beat Jack and Richie on that stage, considering we had the same conditions. It was just Adrian and Martin who started 20 minutes ahead that beat me, so that worked well. And then stage four, I would have been right up there again, but I had a crash. And other than that,
where did you crash?
Oh, just stupid again, just like in between the gnarly sections under the lift, there's like a slap left, and I just slapped the left and like went to turn right and just didn't get traction. My front wheel just went away from me.
You've been doing a lot of gnarly stuff that you guys have documented quite well in the winter.
Yeah.
Do you also like try to go places and try to do some like minimal site fast riding to like kind of EWS style prep?
We did a couple mock races like on the North Shore, and like got our friends to design courses that were super
tank. You weren't sure what was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Because we're like, we would make courses that would fun, but they're like, no. We're like, no, make them like jank and shitty almost.
But you can't say this is jank and shitty.
No, this isn't at all. Yeah. No.
But you get a lot. You get a lot of it.
It's not. Look, you know, we say jank in like not a super derogatory term. It's just the style of riding for enduro is
reacting to non-flow.
Exactly. Yeah. Non-flow is a perfect way to describe it. It's like it's not always just flowing in sick like sections. Like here, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And like some of those corners come up quick, but at least they have support and you can almost rail them.
And stage four, you're going super fast, but then you suddenly have a tight rollover, it's blind, and then there's a hell of a, and then you've got like big, big dropping corners with big monster roots.
Yeah, those were kind of good, because I was just like, well, I'll just blow myself up on the climb and then ride those really consistently and slow.
Did you stay inside on those tight, steep dropping corners on four?
Four, most of them, I set up outside the roots, like I jumped high on the roots, went really slow and then cut in, just try not to crash. But then, like I said, after that, in between that another section and then the next off camber, in between, like again, just like in Canada's eye, just washing the front on the dumb sections.
And I heard Wooden Bridges caught a lot of people out. You guys are coming in there like 40k an hour.
Well, that one I kind of knew. The ones on stage one I thought were way worse because they're actually in technical sections. But like on a pedaling section, you have enough eyesight. Like you should be able to see it. Like it's shitty because it is one of those things where like if we crash on a trail, that's for sure on us. Like whatever.
Crashing on man-made is not cool.
Crashing on man-made stuff that like could just be done better, or like at least put some chicken wire or rubber matting, or just take the bridge out, like
just
I don't know, do something. Like it's unfortunate because it sucks for Martin because he was obviously on a really good race and it would have been sick for him.
I heard he had to go hike up there and look for his visor.
Oh yeah, no one returned it for him.
We don't
have enough fans on course.
No, you guys get some crazy Insta clips though. You can almost piece together race runs sometimes.
I know, it's actually pretty sick. It's one of the like selfish things that I love about having the crowds back is getting all those Insta clips.
You can even choose the best one. Guy's got a better angle.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
It's putting people like me out of business. I'm here a day late interviewing you.
You guys have the quality over quantity.
No, 420. We got to cut it.